We recently saw a thought-provoking photo show at one of our favorite local galleries. David Sorensen's Beautiful Barbarism opened at Art Obscura in Mesilla Park. We went to the pre-opening. It was quiet. I took my time viewing the images and listening to Dale's conversation with David. David moved to New Mexico for its peace and natural beauty. He soon noticed how we treat this land we say we love. His images explore that contradictory behavior, discovering beauty in unusual spots, as a good photographer should. One image eloquently juxtaposes a sunset, storm, and rainbow with colorful graffiti on the roofless adobe walls of an abandoned bar. In another, the sun highlights a freshly killed coyote strung up on a leafless bush. A third shows a child's pink sandal atop hundreds of spent shells in the desert. David hopes to please and provoke us, encouraging us, quote, to think about what we do to our environment in New Mexico. He's also trying to remind us that there can be beauty in almost anything if you're looking. Even the grubbiest of things. J. Paul Taylor received a private showing because of his age and vulnerability. That must have been a privilege for both Paul and David. I can see why Paul's daughter wanted to bring a class of school kids to the show. Might as well inspire them to think a little, too. When I was younger, I wouldn't have picked up my bullet shells either. Hey, man, it's the desert. But we go out into the desert to escape town and people. Why make others seeking wildness stroll through our garbage? Unless that's the point. The destructive conduct seems mostly laziness, but maybe sometimes it's a way of giving the bird to other folks you may not even ever see, leaving your mark. It would be healthy to think about what we do to our earth. It would be healthy to consider that we share it with many others, and that our carelessness hurts more than aesthetics. It costs lives. Writing this, I take a break to go with the dog to the river. The dog runs with joy, and hopefully no memory of her previous life in a crate. I pause to marvel at a great blue heron, who quickly lifts her long wings and heads north, flying low along the largely dry riverbed, also escaping human contact. The Organ Mountains redden, the sun disappears, and for a moment it seems like, despite us, maybe everything will be all right.